Those fuckers left me behind. My car was gone and my laptop too, which has all my writing on it, bastards. What they had done was clear in which end of the stick they left me with. The unknown slush fund? That was gone too. In Dirk's fridge, there was a moldy crust of gorgonzola and a half-drunk flat Miller High Life and some sour buttermilk. The place disgusted me and it smelled like rot, so I got the hell out of there.
Every man's a con man, and you can't trust these guys as far as you can throw them into a pile of trash. I lit a cigarette and wondered why they left me and stole my shit and what they planned to do with it. It had to be money somehow. That's what it always comes down to. That's the bottom line. Dollars and cents. Could I hold it against these guys if they were in for the quick kill? If they were on the make from day one?
Of course I could, and I did. I was walking up McMillan Street at fucking 5 a.m., and I wished harm upon those guys. I hadn't changed the oil in about 2 years, and I smiled as I thought that the Corolla might pick now to crawl up and die. Not that I wanted nothing extremely bad to happen to the guys. They fucked up. They were thieves. They were deceitful. Hey, what's new?
But why now and why like this? And why did they take my writing and my laptop too? It'd be one thing if they left me with something, but of course Dirk's computer was just a twisted mass of charred metal and plastic. After the rocket scientist had one acid discombobulated evening come up with the brilliant idea of trying to wire his hot plate directly into his motherboard so that he could fry up little cocktail weenies for supper while he was proofing the unknown.
The best laid plans of guys like Dirk and William. So these fuckers left me no way to write. I wondered again what they were planning on doing with my writing. Sell it? Yeah, right. On a good day, when the sun is shining and folks are feeling generous, my writing and a buck will get you a cup of coffee.
By now, they probably sold the laptop and discarded the only copy of my best shit. That hurt me right there. It was like a sharp kick to the gut from a bull at the rail yard.
Which is where I was headed, just as soon as I got done stealing a portable typewriter and a ream of paper from the UC English department. It was early and nobody really recognized me with my beard, and it was just sitting there in the corner. No big deal, I figured. I'm a writer, so I need a typewriter at least, you know?
So at the rail yard, I stumbled. The portable in my backpack was kind of heavy and the train was moving fast. Fell flat on my face, and the next thing I know, this bull's standing there holding me by the scruff of my neck. He knows my name. Somebody at the department noticed the ream of paper was missing and saw me taking it and phoned it in. Even as I was hopping the rail yard fence in hopes of catching the eastbound in Indianapolis, the helicopter had been hovering behind.
So they put me in a holding cell with a bunch of guys, and I don't want to write much about that. I worked out a deal with a guy. He made sure nobody queened me, and in exchange, I explained to him the finer points of James Joyce's Ulysses, and additionally made up some shit about Gravity's Rainbow. The guy had some smack, too, so within an hour, I was back on the dirty shit.
We
want to
click on Gravity's Rainbow.
Gravity's Rainbow? Show of hands?